Archers
Omnibus
for the week 5 to 10 January 2003.
Shula.
I was going to get rid of it when we moved, but it got a reprieve.
Well, I couldn't believe I didn't have enough serving plates. I've had a breaking session.
Oh, dear. Well, you should get plenty of samosas on that.
Yes.
But it's late. We're meant to be going through the running order for the cabaret. Hayley and I are doing a skit on the Vicar of Dibley.
Oh.
Is Alice coming?
The Vicar's leaving, do? It's hardly her scene.
Or Debbie's?
No. Anyway, she's getting ready to go to Oxford.
Oh, to the farming conference?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she'll benefit from the change of scene.
Yes. She always finds it very stimulating.
Yes, so does David. He comes back full of it. He'll be there Tuesday for the day.
I'll miss Debbie. But she deserves a break.
Brian's drawn the short straw, then.
Hmm?
Lambing.
Oh, yes. When do they start at Brookfield?
End of next month.
Hello?
Oh, that's Bert.
Oh, brass monkeys.
Oh, come in the warm.
Ah. Well, morning, Mrs. Aldridge.
Morning.
Sorry I'm a bit late, Shula.
Oh, it's all right.
Me and Frieda dashed over to Darrington for Janet's last morning service.
Oh, good for you.
Frieda's working tonight. She wanted to say goodbye to Janet.
Oh, so she can't come to the party?
Well, no. You're coming tonight.
Definitely.
Mr. Sterling was at the service and all.
Oh, really?
Well, he and Caroline are off to Italy, so they'll miss the party too.
Oh, yes. Yes, Alistair's taking them to the airport.
12th night in Italy. Romantic, that, isn't it?
Yes.
Now you're a fellow wordsmith, Mrs. Aldridge. Mm? I'm looking for a good rhyme for Herald, as in Triumph Herald.
Oh?
I wants to get Janet's car into me poem.
My best friend gone for good, and all because of Brian.
It's for the best, darling.
Siobhan and I just clicked, you know, right from the start.
Yes. Well, why not join me in a drink? Cheer yourself up.
No, thanks. Too early.
Sure.
Tell you what, the cellar's gone down.
I know.
I was in there yesterday afternoon. I thought there was a lot more stock left.
We do get through it. Well, you're right, though. I'll fax a new order tomorrow. A big one.
Okay. Let's try and make it last a bit longer this time,
We don't have to ration ourselves.
No. But we could be a bit more abstemious.
Ooh, there's a word to chill the soul. Cheers.
And I think we should try and make a distinction between our own use and stuff for the business.
That'd be impossible, Lizzie.
I don't see why. We'd be able to keep a check on our consumption, then. As long as we know there's a bottomless supply, we don't put a limit on how much we take.
Why should we put a limit on it? The cellar's there to be enjoyed.
You seem to be enjoying it rather a lot lately.
It's the time of year. The party season.
And before.
I don't see the harm. I like a social drink.
So do I.
It's not as if it affects my work. In fact, it's sometimes de rigueur with clients.
Yes, yes, it is. Very pretty. We've sold quite a few of her watercolours.
Oh, would you mind taking the reserved sticker off before you wrap it up, please?
No, of course. My fingers are like ice.
Here, shall I?
Yeah, I do apologise.
There.
The heating's been off in here all morning.
It is a bit nippy.
Nigel's given me this footling little electric heater. It's no good at all.
It's a big area to heat.
Yes, exactly. And how are your parents?
Oh, very well, thank you. But they are worried about this new housing development.
Oh, yes, they mentioned it. That's frightful.
The work starts tomorrow.
Right on their doorstep.
Well, near enough.
Yes, I remember the upheaval when we converted this place and the orangery. They won't get a moment's peace.
You have remembered I'm going out this evening.
Are you?
I told you.
No.
I'm going to say goodbye to Janet. It's her leaving party.
Of course. Give her my love.
So you'll give the children their story?
Sure.
I promise them the Jolly Badger again tonight.
That always conjures up a picture of a pub sign to me.
Yes, it would.
I am not staying in that gallery another minute. I've got icicles forming on my nose.
Oh, not the heating again.
What heating?
Oh, dear.
It's freezing. It doesn't create a good impression for the public being wrapped up like Nanook of the North.
So you've just abandoned it?
I have put the closed sign up.
What about the electric fire?
It's useless.
We're sorry, Julia.
Yeah, Well, let me finish my drink and we can go back.
I am not going back.
We can't have the gallery closed on a Sunday, Mummy.
Too bad. I'm sure it's against the law.
You'd best take over, Nigel.
Oh, all right. Can you phone the heating engineer?
Yeah, sure.
And you better take a hip flask with you.
He doesn't need any encouragement.
Sorry?
Oh, no, nothing.
Elizabeth?
No, I'm being silly.
What? Oh, here, let me sit down. Now, what is it?
Nigel seems to be drinking rather a lot.
Oh.
Yes. He says it's just the party season.
Yes, well, I...
It goes back to well before Christmas.
I honestly haven't noticed.
It started when Kenton was here.
Oh.
Yeah. He seems to have let a genie out of the bottle.
He is quite a bon viveur, your brother.
And Nigel's always up for a good time.
Yeah, he gets that from my side of the family.
I don't know, I'm probably overreacting.
No, Elizabeth. I've all people know the dangers. It does run in the family, so to speak.
Well, I didn't mean to...
You're quite right, dear. If it's as you say, it needs to be nipped in the bud.
What can I do? Seems to be working his way through the cellar.
Yes, well, that's the temptation, of course, having it here on tap.
Exactly. I tried to hint we shouldn't raid it all the time, but I didn't want to nag him.
No. Oh, well, there's only one thing for it.
What?
I shall purloin the key and the spare.
You?
And keep them out of harm's way.
Oh, no, I'm not sure about that, Julia.
No, it'll be fine, Elizabeth, I promise.
Yeah, but if
and then, if he takes an axe to the door, we'll know we've got a problem.
She took to the lanes in her triumph herald, and we prayed hard she'd not be imperiled. But it got her safely from A to B. Late on arrival, but in time for tea.
Yes, Janet has an unerring instinct for walking through the door just as the kettle's boiled. Thank you, Bill. Well, I'm sorry, but that's all the entertainment, I'm afraid. I just want to thank everyone from all four parishes for their contributions to the cabaret. Now, before we move on to the buffet, when you'll all say your farewells individually, I'm sure, I want to thank Janet on behalf of Ambridge, Pennyhasset, Darrington and Edgeley for everything she's done. When she first took over the ministry here 7 years ago, there were some in Ambridge who felt a little uncomfortable having a woman priest, and one or two elected to attend services elsewhere.
They're lost.
Their choice, Bert.
Whatever. But those of us who've come to know, respect and love Janet feel that her care and compassion have been a priceless gift to our community. We've had in Janet an inspirational priest who's listened not only to our local concerns, but is committed to helping those in the wider world.
Oh, sure, stop.
Okay, she's getting embarrassed now. Bert.
Oh, right.
If you'd like to come up onto the stage, Janet. The first present we bought for Janet, which she chose herself, incidentally, is the beautiful antique side table, which I know some of you have been admiring.
Yes, hands off, because it's mine.
But, thanks, Bert. We also had some money left over from the collection, and so we thought you might like this painting. And we hope it'll bring you a lot of pleasure and remind you of St. Stephen's. Well, I'm running out of ways to say thank you tonight. It's beautiful. Really, you've all been so kind. And I want to start by saying what a pleasure it's been for me to have spent the last 7 years here with you all. Thank you for all the times we've enjoyed together.
Mum said you did the samosas, Jennifer.
Mmm.
Oh, they're lovely.
Thank you.
Are you well?
Yes, thank you, Elizabeth. Fine. Excuse me, I want to say goodbye to Janet.
Sure. Hi. Oh, hi there. Hey, it's going well.
Yes, what a turnout.
Mmm. Great grub.
Mmm. Jennifer's thrown herself into it, and Mum, of course.
How do you think she looks?
Mum.
Jennifer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Strained.
I feel so awkward with her.
Yeah, well, she and Brian have just got to try and sort it out for themselves now.
At least we're not complicit anymore.
No, I know.
I hated feeling compromised like that.
I felt so torn. I had to be loyal to Siobhan.
Elizabeth, it was never our place to spill the beans. That was Brian's responsibility all along.
I'd like to believe that, but I still feel we let Jennifer down.
Oh, me too, if I'm honest.
I hope the removal men are careful with my table.
Yes, very elegant.
It's the poshest thing I've ever owned.
And the painting's gorgeous.
Yes, the light is perfect. And dear old St. Stephen's. Well, I just wanted to wish you all the best, Janet.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Oh, hello there. You enjoying yourself?
Yes, I'm having a lovely time, thanks, Bert. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll...
You all set for Thursday?
Oh, I don't know about all set, but I'm getting there. There's still a lot of last-minute things to organise.
Oh, bound to be. Is Dr. Hathaway meeting the van in Southampton?
Yes, he's got the day off work.
Good.
Thanks for the poem, Bert. Very nifty, rhyming herald with imperiled.
Oh, the true artist always searches for the perfect rhyme.
I'll miss your verses.
Me and Frieda will miss you and all. We've got this Section 12 PCC meeting Thursday.
Oh, yes.
When we've got to come up with the sort of vicar we want next.
It'll have to be a fly on the wall.
No, it'll be hard. But you're irreplaceable.
Darling, in Lamming's shed, we'll sleep in the caravan. Hope you had a lovely evening.
You look rough.
Oh, morning, Eddie. Oh, I've got my head down for a few hours at least.
Bit of a change, you sleeping in the caravan?
Oh, I don't mind. It's quite cosy, really.
Should try living in one permanent. Romance soon wears off.
What's new, then?
We've had twins here, both suckling nicely.
Oh, yeah, let's see. Oh, they look healthy enough.
It's good. Still not used to seeing you mucking it.
Oh, I'm only too glad to do it while Debbie's away.
I can only stay till 8:30.
OK, there's Michael being at 9. I'll cover the gap.
I'm taking delivery of the chipper. I've hired it for the day again.
That thing you had out on the verge last week?
Yeah. I'm doing a public service today. A free chipping on the green for anyone who wants to dispose of their Christmas tree ecologically.
Yes, but you'll be selling on the chippings.
Well, that's fair. Will Mrs. Aldridge be bringing us out a cuppa soon? Got a throat like sandpaper.
Oh, sorry, well, you should have said. I'll make you some.
Oh, right.
Won't be long. Two sugars?
Tart, yeah. Blimey.
What you been doing up there, Grandad?
Nothing. Just helping you open the curtains, lad. Make the place not lifting.
I knew this would happen if you came with me.
What?
You'd snoop around.
Well, it was my home, you know. I'm entitled.
Just don't touch nothing.
I wouldn't.
Have you done all the upstairs?
Oh, every room.
I bet you did, nosy.
Don't reek his own sweet bathroom. Not half as pretty as the one Eddie put in for our Clary, you know. The basin was moulded like a shell. It's beautiful.
I remember.
She won that in the competition, you know. Eddie plumbed it in the bedroom.
Yeah, I want to lock up now.
What about Sterling's bed, eh? Big as a vegetable.
You've not brought no mud in with you, have you?
No.
Well, let's see your boots.
Gee,
right. We'll go and see the cattle now.
Righto.
Well, go ahead of me then while I set the alarm.
Oh, sorry.
1944.
That's the year your Uncle Alf was born.
Oh, go on. Gee, oh, we don't want it going off.
Morning, Jolene.
Oh, hello there, Linda. Betty's out at the back.
Have you seen that van? I hate it when people park on the grass. It ruins it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two workmen from the new site, do you think?
Yeah. One of them tried to chat me up.
Really?
I mean, I want to stay on the right side of them, but that were a bit early, even for me.
Well, the sooner they do their dirty work and go, the better.
Oh, don't hold your breath. It'll take months to get them new houses up.
Yes, unfortunately.
Me and Sid are banking on the lunchtime trade. Things go so quiet in the new year, everyone cutting back.
Oh, I suppose so.
Well, they ain't going to want to sit around outside in January eating their sarnies. They want to come into the warm.
It's an ill wind.
Yeah.
Have you made any New Year resolutions?
I'm determined to get these computers up and running in the pub. Going to look at some this afternoon.
Oh, very enterprising.
How about you?
Oh, I'm going to resolve to be even more rigorous in my recycling.
Well, can you start with them Christmas trees on the green?
Now, they should come down today.
Look a bit hungover now.
Very unlucky to keep them up after Twelfth Night. Who put them there, anyway?
Ah, well, I suspect my daughter and her mates had a hand in it. You know what kids are like.
Well, you're more of an expert than me, Jolene.
You never get it completely right.
I'm sure.
It were nice of you to invite them New Year's Eve.
Well, it's sometimes hard to know when they're up to high jinks or something more, well, intentionally antisocial.
Now, you lost me.
Oh, dear.
What?
Well, one of Robert's Christmas presents seems to have gone missing after the party. A leather wallet. There was no money inside.
What are you saying, Linda?
Oh, nothing, no, nothing, no. But the thing is, he hasn't noticed it's gone yet, and I want to solve the mystery before he finds out. It's from Leonie, you see. He'd be so upset.
And you think one of the kids took it?
No, no, I don't. Well, that's what I'm trying to establish. Jazza and his
friend... Hold on, now. Just because a kid's got a face full of metal, don't make him a thief.
No, of course not.
A word of advice. You talk to Robert before you jump to any conclusions.
Well, I was trying to protect him. The party was such a success, I didn't want to introduce a sour note.
Well, there'd be more than a sour note if you go around accusing people of stealing.
Oh, hello. Any tea in there? Just got time for a quick cup. Danny?
Huh?
Tea?
Don't know.
What's up? What's that you're staring at?
Oh, wait.
Oh, let's see. J&E Grundy. Open it then.
Look at the name on the back. J. Robinson and Partners.
Oh.
Yeah.
The official receiver?
That name is burnt into my brain.
Mine too.
Good suckers. Oh, what they want with us now, eh? And then if they took our farm away and bled us dry, eh?
Steady on. Don't upset yourself. We don't know what it is yet.
It'll be a demand, I knows it. Well, we got nothing left to give him, unless he wants his shirt off me back.
Calm down, Dad.
I can't go through all that again, Eddie.
I know. Let's open it.
You do it.
Give us it, then.
Oh, my Lord.
Shh, let's see.
What do you say?
Hold on. There's a couple of cheques here.
Cheques?
Look. £3,621.84.
How much?
And you've got one too.
For what?
It's over £7,000.
Well, what's it for? It must be a mistake.
Hold on. Let me read. Dear Mr.
Oh, check, eh? You can't believe
your assets from Grange Farm have been cashed and the creditors paid. Blah, 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 blah. After deduction of our fees, there is a surplus of...
A surplus?
Oh,
hey,
Dad, come here!
After all this time...
I know! I never guessed there'd be anything on
board. Nor me, no.
It must be the milk poultry.
Oh, who cares? Let me have a good look at it, eh?
Be careful, you'll make it all wet. Oh, you know what this means.
Hey.
We can afford a four-wheel drive now.
We?
It'll be great for business, eh? A nice prestigious motor.
Yeah, hold on. I got my own cheque, haven't I?
Well, yeah, but...
What do I want with a four-wheel drive? I've got a two-wheel trap.
Can you pass me the towel, please?
Here.
Thanks. What time do you and Alice get back from Felbersham, then?
I don't know.
You find anything nice?
Alice did.
Oh, good. What?
Oh, I'm sure she'll want to show you herself.
Right, well, I'm ready for a break. Jeff's taken over in the lambing shed.
I saw his car in the yard.
Of course. He'll go through to midnight.
I'll take him a cup of tea.
Oh, yes, thanks. Simon's got that tractor tower organised. I never appreciate how much Debbie does around here till she's gone.
Well, I hope she's having a good time.
Yeah, me too. Not that I mind getting my hands dirty. In fact, it's great doing some hands-on farming again. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Sorry?
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
No, I mean...
I don't think I'll enjoy anything ever again.
Jenny.
Don't.
It's your birthday tomorrow. That's something to look forward to, surely.
Oh, I suppose it is.
That's it, Dad! Turn it off!
Righto!
Oh, of course. thank goodness for that.
Eh?
That sound goes right through me.
I told you to stand back. Only got two pairs of ear defenders.
Do you reckon that'll be the last one, Dad?
Yeah, it'll be getting dark soon. No one else is going to come down now.
Reckon you've shredded every tree in Dorsetshire.
What, you think I'll split now?
Yeah, all right, Edward.
Well, give me tenner, then.
Oh, okay.
Who are you giving the poor lad after he stood out here all day in the cold?
That's what we agreed.
Oh, but that was before you come into money. Nice one, Grandad.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You give him a tenner and all.
I ain't got a tenner. I'm a pensioner.
It's your windfall too, as you're so keen to point out.
Ah, but we ain't cashed him in yet, I'm skint.
Dad!
Oh, right. But we'll call it 15 quid.
Yeah, right.
Here you go.
Hey, Grandad, can you do me a favour Wednesday night?
What?
Look in on Oliver's cattle. I've got band practice.
Oh, I expect so.
Well, it's just a check. I'll feed and straw down earlier when I do the lights and curtains.
Of course I will, sir.
Oh, cheers.
See ya. Bye. He's turned into Sterling's lackey.
I'll leave him be.
Oh, here. Did I show you this, Wanda?
Eh?
In my auto, mate.
Oh, no.
Where is it?
Not still on a bit of blizzard four-wheel drive, eh?
Here. T-Reg. Turbo diesel, electric windows, metallic.
How much?
$7,000. It's only done 40,000.
I told you I don't need four wheels. Battery's got four legs, and that's enough for me.
Ah, that looks better.
Sorry, Linda.
The green.
Oh, yeah. They were an eyesore. Oh, good for Eddie. I expect he'll be in for a drink later to warm himself up.
He'll need it.
Oh, not worth a dang about, in, is it?
Jolene, I want to thank you for saving me, well, from a potentially huge embarrassment.
Really?
Yes, your words of advice this morning.
Oh, about the...
Leather wallet. I spoke to Robert.
So what's happened?
It turns out he took the wallet to a charity shop on Saturday.
Well, there you are.
He always has a cull of unwanted presents in January, I should have thought. And he does already have a spare.
Oh, good.
Well, have you had any luck in Dorchester?
Yeah. I've ordered two computers.
Oh.
They're coming next week.
So it's all systems go.
Computers?
Hello, Joe. Yeah, next week.
Oh, two bits of good news on one day. I enjoy surfing the net.
So you won't be bothering Robert anymore, Joe. Maybe it is a good idea after all.
Nope, he can come to the pub instead.
There you go.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm freezing to death out here.
Something I said?
Goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye, Mrs.
And thanks again, Jolene.
So, what's really good news, Joe?
Well, we've had a great start to the new year. Go on, you tell her, Eddie.
We've only come into $7,000.
Yeah?
It's what's left over from Grange Farm. We got the money from the receivers today.
What, after all this time?
I know.
Over 7,000 quid split between the two of us.
Oh, very nice. And what about Clary?
Eh?
Well, don't she get a look in?
Oh,
you too. You ain't even given her a thought, have you?
Come on, Mum. Oh, all right. She's got loads of cards, $2,000. She hasn't opened them yet either.
Oh, give her a chance.
Oh, a pen. Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Mum.
Well, you said your old one was leaky.
Yes.
Alice.
Mm?
You know.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Mum. Hey, what's this? It sounds mysterious.
You'll see. Where's Brian?
Oh, I think I heard him in the shower. He's been in the lambing shed all night.
Ta-da!
Hey, a cake! Hey, that looks terrific!
I made it.
Really?
Yes, she did.
Clever you! When? I haven't smelt baking.
Uh-huh.
She made it at the lodge.
Oh, it's beautiful, Alice. Oh, come here, darling.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Oh, thank you. Oh, am I supposed to
You can light them at tea time.
Right, it's a bit early in the morning for chocolate cake.
Well, I wanted to show you before I went to school. Well, yeah. I couldn't fit 58 candles on it because of the decoration.
Hey, I don't want reminding.
Ah, morning.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, that's better. I feel human again. Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you.
Have I missed all the fun?
I've given Mum her cake.
So I see. Sorry I had to grab a quick shower. I wasn't fit for human company.
Was it a quiet night?
It was fairly straightforward, luckily. You know, Eddie's just been bending my ear about some money he and Joe come into.
Really?
Hoping he'll have enough for a four-wheel drive, but Joe's not keen, apparently.
Oh, so a decent amount.
Over 7,000, I believe.
Oh, how wonderful for Clary, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, they deserve some luck.
I don't think the Grundy world of Christmas was quite the success they'd hoped for. No. Jack wanted to support them, so he got our tree there. But the needles were dropping as soon as we got it through the door.
That doesn't surprise me. Anyway, come on, Alice. I'm going to get you to school. First day back, you don't want to be late.
Can Gran take me?
Oh.
I'm sure she's got other things.
Please. I will drive you. Oh, no, Mum.
Oh, well, why not? I'm not going to the hairdresser's till 10.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Oh, all right.
Ah, you ready then, dear?
Yeah. And I'll pick you up at the usual time then.
Cool. See you later. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Have a good day, Di. We're looking forward to tonight, Piggy.
So are we. I think Jean-Paul's doing a special poussin dish.
Oh, that sounds nice, isn't it, Di?
Yes.
Good. Well, the table's booked for 8.
Well, we'll see you at 7:30 for a drink. Is that right, Jenny?
Oh, yes.
Right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that looks heavy.
It's on my book.
What's this?
Mum gave it to me.
Very smart. Alice did well with the cake.
Yes, I'll find a tin.
Well, before you do, I want to give you my present.
Oh?
It's, well, happy birthday. Are you just going to look at it?
No, of course not. Perfume.
That's the one, isn't it? You always say you like it, but can't justify the price.
Isn't perfume what men buy for their mistresses, Brian?
There's a card, too, in the bag.
I have always loved you.
It's true, darling.
How dare you?
What?
You think you can buy me with your filthy perfume?
What?
Go and give it to your whore!
Jenny.
You stand there playing happy family to your mother-in-law and your daughter. You make me sick! You've always loved me. Oh,
Jenny.
You are a greedy, greedy man. You always have to have what you want. And everybody else can just go to hell.
Darling.
One woman's not enough for you, is it? It never has been.
You're the only one I've ever...
The only one stupid enough to marry you. But then when you get bored...
No.
And when you've had what you want, you come home and wipe your feet on me.
Don't talk like this, Jenny.
Why not? Too close to the truth.
Oh, give us a chance, please.
See, I don't know where it's coming from next.
What?
Who's the next threat, Brian? Where should I look?
There won't be a next threat.
Oh, yes. I know what you think when you look at a beautiful woman. I can see it in your eyes.
But you're beautiful to me.
But not like Siobhan. Her beauty is dangerous.
Oh, don't, Jenny. Look, this isn't helping anyone.
Oh, it's helping me. I need to know. What did I do wrong? Was there a moment I could have changed things? Made it different? Brian.
There's nothing you could have done.
You think about her all the time. What she's like in bed. What you used to talk about. Where you used to go. How you must have laughed about me.
No, Jenny, no, never.
I'll tell you something. I think about her all the time, too. And I can't get rid of her. I can't get rid of her.
Jenny.
I hate her. I hate her.
Darling, come here.
No, no, don't touch me. I've never been enough. I never will.
Look, I know you don't believe me. I have always loved you. That's never, ever changed. It never could.
But I don't trust you, Brian. I don't trust you.
Where are you going?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, but Jenny.
No, let me go.
So, what are you up to tonight while Mum and Dad are out?
Staying at Chloe's.
Have I met her?
Oh, no, she was new last term.
Ah.
I wish Debbie'd hurry up and come home.
She'll be back tomorrow night.
It's rubbish without her.
What is?
Mum and Dad are like... They're so weird at the moment.
Oh?
I hate being alone with them.
Surely it's not that bad, Alice.
You don't know, Gran. Christmas is a pit. I'm really glad it's school again.
But They both must be so worried about Debbie.
Mm, me too. Even so.
Good boy, Jet.
Oh, he's having a good run.
Yes, he needs it.
Oh, hard work, this bit.
Well, do you want to stop for a breather?
Only if you do.
Well, just for a minute, eh?
Of course. Oh, we've got a lovely morning for it.
Well, you know, I haven't been up Lake Eyre for quite a while.
I love the view.
Oh, it's even better from the top.
Mm, I know. I came up with Ruth and the bairns last week.
Oh, you've no excuse then.
Oh, no. A bit of a spare part now they're back at school.
Oh, surely not.
I'm wondering whether I shouldn't go home.
Well, that seems a pity, Heather. We've got used to having you around.
It's kind of you to say so.
Oh, really? Don't make a rash decision. No one wants you to go.
Okay.
And besides, there's a record I want you to hear.
Uh-huh.
It belongs to Jack, Peggy's husband.
I know. What is it?
Desert Song. Some wonderful tunes. I think Jack's got some others we could listen to.
Oh, I'd love to hear them, Phil. Oh, I can make out that porter cabin now behind your cottage.
Oh, yes. They're clearing the site. That's just the start of it. It'll be the diggers next for the foundations. At least for now, they won't be working into the evening.
Mm, that's something.
Oh, look, isn't that Jennifer?
Yes, I think so.
Jennifer! Hello? Jennifer!
No, she's not heard you.
Oh, shame. I'd like to have wished her a happy birthday.
Oh. Oh, it's so cute, Dad.
He's a fighter. Nearly didn't make it.
Did you have to spray it round to get the gunk out of his lungs?
Yes.
Are you coming in for some cake now? Mum's made tea.
No, I really can't leave the shed, darling.
Oh, Dad.
Well, I tell you what, you bring me some out.
But she's going to light the candles.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen much of your mum today. I've been stuck in here. Has she, said what she's been up to?
I don't know where Brian and Jennifer are. We said 7:30.
Well, it's her prerogative to be late on her birthday.
I'm sorry, what were you saying about George?
He's interested in being trained as a volunteer bird watcher, so he can identify all the main farmland birds and do surveys on local farms.
I'd have thought he could do that already.
Yes, I suppose it's more of a refresher course in his case. But anyway, it's a scheme run by the RSPB, apparently.
Oh, yes. Hello, you two. I thought I'd been stood up. Jennifer?
Hello, Mum. I'm sorry we're so late.
Hello there.
Hello.
Sit down, dear. Brian?
I'll sit over here, thanks.
Oh, well, many happy returns, Jennifer.
Thanks.
I saw you earlier today.
Did you?
Striding out determinedly across Lakey Hill. I was with Heather. We waved, but you didn't see us.
Oh, sorry, I was...
Forgive me. Anyone for a drink?
Not for me, thanks. I didn't intend to have this one, did I, Peggy?
No.
I went to the lodge to borrow some records from Jack, and he turned the place upside down. And then he remembered they were in his old office here. Not that I'm complaining. Except once I sink into one of these chairs, it's awfully hard to get out again.
Wasn't David going to Oxford today?
Oh, yes. Ruth's expecting him late.
I hope Debbie's enjoying herself. She's had such a difficult time lately.
Yes.
Oh, Debbie's fine. In fact, she's having a ball.
How do you know?
She rang to wish me happy birthday before we came out.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, she's met an old friend at the conference and she's decided to stay in Oxford a few more days.
You never said.
Well, that's you in the lambing shed for the rest of the week then, Brian.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't mind. I mean, well, as long as she's back for the beater's day on Saturday.
Well, look, I must be making tracks. I'll go and beard Jack in his den, shall I, Peggy?
Yes, please. And tell him we're waiting.
Yes, all right. Bye, Brian.
Yes, good night, Phil.
Bye, Jennifer. And happy birthday again.
Thanks.
So, what did this husband of yours buy you for your birthday?
Perfume.
Oh, lovely. Are you wearing it now?
I've not.
She dropped it.
Brian, I'm sure Jennifer would like a drink.
Yes, of course. Anything for you, Peggy?
No, I'm fine.
Jenny?
Gin.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Not now, Mum, please. Morning.
Yeah. Hope I didn't wake you last night.
I was vaguely aware when you got into bed, but then I dropped off again.
Oh,
good.
So you stayed on for the dinner after all?
Yeah. I haven't slept much.
Buzzing with it, were
you? Well, actually, I'm worried about Debbie. I think she's having some sort of crisis.
Oh.
She was due back tomorrow, right?
Oh, when it finishes?
Yeah. But she met a mate at the conference. And she's staying on in Oxford till the weekend.
I don't think that makes a crisis.
Well, not on its own, no, but... You know, she's just abandoned the farm and dropped Brian in it right in the middle of lambing.
Well, she won't have forgiven him yet. She must be so angry.
Anger doesn't come near it. She's thinking of looking for another job.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, anywhere that's not home farm.
David?
I know. She's so bitter, Ruth. It's like something's died between her and Brian.
The trust.
Yeah. Anyway, the upshot is that she feels no loyalty towards him anymore. She was networking like mad.
Well, she's got a lot of skills to offer. Consultancy.
She was even talking about working abroad.
Abroad?
Mum!
Hello, dear.
I wasn't expecting you.
No, I know.
I've just taken Alice to school.
That's what I thought.
Shall I put the kettle on?
Jennifer? Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
Nothing.
I couldn't sleep a wink for worrying.
I'm all right.
You looked dreadful last night.
Thank you.
Are you ill?
No, no.
Oh, thank God.
Is that what you thought?
I didn't know what to think. Is it Debbie?
Well, of course I'm worried about her.
It's not only that, though, is it?
Mum.
You and Brian had a row last night. Am I right? I don't want to interfere. What's he done to you, Jennifer? Has he hurt you? Please.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, come here. Oh, Jennifer. Please, tell me.
All right. But not here, I don't want...
Come on. We'll go into the sitting room. That's it. There.
I feel so ashamed.
Ashamed? Why?
He's been having an affair.
Oh, no.
Yes. Only this time. This time he fell in love.
Oh, Jennifer.
It's so unfair. That's not part of the deal.
Deal?
It's the one thing I've always dreaded. The other women, well... I knew I could rein him back again. He'd have his fling and get it out of his system. It's never been easy, of course. Especially with Caroline, the same village.
Yes.
And there have been others, I'm sure, but nothing's prepared me for this.
Who is she?
Siobhan Hathaway.
Siobhan?
Mm-hmm.
She's Debbie's age.
Near enough. And there's worse. Siobhan's baby. It's Brian's son.
What? Oh, no.
Oh. I thought deep down I might be competing with another woman. But a son.
Oh, Jennifer.
If only we'd had a boy. But it's too late now.
I wish you'd told
me. I know. I'm sorry. I just couldn't.
It doesn't matter now, dear. How did you find out?
Oh, Debbie guessed.
Debbie?
About Rory.
The child?
Mm-hmm. And she forced him to tell me. They could have gone on for years otherwise.
Yes.
Oh, I felt broken. Oh, I'm not making much sense.
It's all right. How have you been coping?
Oh, badly. Going through the motions, you know.
So when did he tell you?
The week before Christmas.
Christmas? I knew something was wrong.
I know.
How you got through it? Is he still seeing her?
No.
And the boy?
She's taken him to Ireland. For good.
I see. Well, that's something.
Brian's devastated.
Yes, well, I'm more concerned about you and Alice.
Well, she doesn't know anything about it.
She's very unhappy.
How do you know?
In the car yesterday. She said she'd had a lousy Christmas. She can feel the tension between you two.
Oh, no.
She wanted to talk to someone.
I don't know how to protect her. She's already so upset about Debbie's breakup.
Oh, poor Debbie.
Yes, it's a double tragedy for her. She feels betrayed.
You've all been betrayed.
And then yesterday. Yesterday you bought me expensive perfume. As though that was going to make everything all right.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be the jealous wife, Mum. It's ugly.
What do you want, Jennifer?
To save my marriage.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. If we can get through this hell.
Right, then. Now, listen to me. I'm here whenever you need me, night or day.
I know.
We've all got to be strong for each other. Mm. I'm not going to let that man destroy your world, or Debbie's, or Alice's. You'll get through this because you're a survivor, like me. Like my mother before me. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And I swear I'll never tell a soul. Not even Jack.
Thank you.
Where is Brian?
Come on, now. Stop wriggling. Yes. In you go. And you, old girl. Oh, that's it. Oh, hello, Peggy. I didn't know you were over.
How dare you?
Sorry?
How dare you treat my daughter like this?
What?
You traitor.
Oh.
You don't deserve her. She's devoted her life to you. She's given you everything.
Peggy.
Everything.
I know.
I'd like to horsewhip you.
I'm not proud of myself.
You miserable hypocrite. I wish she'd never set eyes on you. You've near as damn destroyed her.
I'm sorry.
Empty words.
Look, we're trying to sort it out.
Well, you better had. Because if you think I'm going to stand by and watch you destroy my family's future, you're very much mistaken. It's Alice's exams next year. I'm not having her life ruined because of you.
Look, I know what's at stake.
A pity you didn't think of that before, isn't it? I don't know why she still wants you, but she does. You've got one chance to get it right, and I'll be watching you every minute and at every turn.
Great, isn't it?
Old men before, yeah, old men before.
Don't give up the gig job, Pat.
Oh, thanks.
Good thing we still got a turntable.
It was a bit scratchy.
Well, no, it adds to the atmosphere.
Mm, if you say so.
Wasn't it kind of Phil to think of all these old records?
He's glad to find someone who likes music as much as he does.
Pip likes music?
Not sure, but...
Oh, she might enjoy it.
She gone up to bed.
She's knackered.
Just starting back at school.
It won't last. We should enjoy it while we can.
Puts me out of a job.
What?
Well, now the Bens are back.
What do you mean, Mum?
Well, if I'm in the way, I could always go back home.
Heather, don't be dumb.
We love having you here. So do the kids.
Okay.
Settled then.
So, how was Oxford?
Oh, good. Though, in a way, I wish I'd gone today instead.
Why?
Well, it was interesting yesterday, hearing all the bigwigs speak, but today there was a lot more practical stuff. You know, marketing, stuff that was relevant to Hassett Hills and the Herefords. And
why didn't you go today, then?
Oh, I didn't want Bert to have to change his day off.
He and Frieda had plans.
Oh.
Actually, I palled up with a guy at lunchtime, similar setup to Brookfield.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mixed 400 acres in Somerset. He's had a rough few years. He took the farm on from his dad as well.
Oh, very similar then.
Yeah, unfortunately his son won't be carrying on.
Oh, shame.
He's going on to uni to do something with computers.
He'll be all right then.
Yeah. Anyway, he's trying to create a specialist brand of pork to keep his place afloat.
Like Tom?
Yeah, except that he's not organic.
It's really the only way.
It's the only way I can see. We can't compete with cheap imports.
I know.
So there's no point producing bog-standard trolley fillers.
Well, your lamb's wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Oh, the first batch at Hereford's will be ready soon.
Oh, why, exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Nerve-wracking, too.
Yeah.
because if they don't make a decent premium, we'll be losing money on them, simple as that.
Don't get yourself in a state again.
Oh, I don't think people have any idea how long it takes you to raise them.
Or the cost.
Right.
So you'll be looking to sell it through a specialist butcher?
Hopefully.
Or we could go for the supermarkets. There's one of them paying a good premium on Hereford beef.
I thought you were against supermarkets.
Ha-ha. It's called sleeping with the enemy.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
I needed an early night.
Sure.
Thought you were sleeping in the caravan.
I am. I just needed a couple of things.
Oh.
I'll be out of your way in a minute. I wish you'd said something about Debbie staying on.
Well, you know now.
And I can't understand.
What?
Well, if you wanted everything kept so secret, why did you tell Peggy?
Because she's my mother, and I need someone on my side.
Oh, she's that all right.
Besides, I think I have the right to choose who knows and who doesn't, don't I?
I'll leave you to it, then. I've lost something too, you know.
Oh, morning, love. Thought you'd already left.
I should have. I overslept. Have you seen Oliver's keys?
No.
Oh.
You usually hang them by the front door, don't you?
Well, they're not there.
Not any James?
No. I've been through my room.
Well, you don't need them to feed the cat.
Yeah, well, I've got to get into the house to open the curtains.
Perhaps Grandad's seen them. Surprised he ain't surfaced yet.
Well, I thought he'd gone out.
He's still asleep.
No, I went to ask him. He's not in his room.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Where is he then?
Search me.
I've been up since 6 and he ain't come through the kitchen.
Oh, no!
What?
Well, he went to Grange Farm last night. I asked him to look in on the stock.
What time?
Well, I don't know. We was all out, weren't we?
Oh, my Lord. What if he's had an accident with the trap?
Mum?
Oh, I've never been happy with him driving it after dark. You should have known better than to ask him.
Well, I didn't know.
Never mind that now. Come on, we've got to go and look for him.
Where
do you think?
Come on, boy. Come on. No, there. Chuck Sapen over to Sean. Yo, Newgi. Bert! Bert!
What is it?
Can you fetch David, please?
Well, he's not here.
Franzba. It's all right, Humph. It's all right.
What is he, Chapper?
Can't you see? He's got his head trapped.
Oh, dear.
Typical bull. He went for the end space. It's a bit narrower because of the wall. Now he can't get it out.
Stupid animal.
Yeah.
Steady now. Here.
What shall we do?
Let me try. Easy. Easy now. Come on, boy.
It's no good. It's stuck.
He don't seem too upset. We can't stay like this all day, though.
Shall we have another go?
Yeah. Here. Come.
No good.
I spoke too soon. Well, we'll have to get the jack to it, I reckon, to widen it.
That won't help. It's too close to the joint.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, of course he had to choose the narrowest gap, didn't he?
Oh, no. I'll find a hacksaw.
A hacksaw? That'll take forever.
Too bad.
Well, I've got my PCC meeting at 9.
I'll need you to hold his head, Bert.
Oh, of course. Well, let's hope it don't stress him too much.
It's a rotten mess in the lounge. Video's all over the floor. Found this dirty tumbler and all.
Oh, it looks like best cut glass.
It smells like whiskey.
Well, ain't no better in here. Look, plates all over the table. And someone's had a dirty grape fry up. Look at this pan.
Grape? Yeah, can you put the top on that oil, Mum?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you don't reckon Mr. Stirling's back?
No, of course not. This is Grandad. He's nicked the keys and made himself at home.
Well, what about the alarm?
You watch me do it on Monday.
I hope he's all right. Look, you go and search outside, see if there's any sign of Bartleby in the trap.
Yeah, all right.
I'll take a look upstairs.
Are you sure you want to go on your own? What if
well, just do it, please, love. Joe? Yeah. Joe?
In the rain. Yes, in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds. So dark. Go, my lordy.
Joe!
What the...
Come on out of it.
Hey, hold on.
The devil do you think you're playing?
What do you want? Is it scared me, huh?
Oh, what do you think I want? You shouldn't be in there.
You know, do you pass this head dressing game, really?
Hey?
Put it on a stool there.
Well, then that's Mr. Sterling's.
Well, that's all right. It's the one I've been using.
Oh, here you are.
Yeah. Oh, I was enjoying that. Only just got going.
Well, you shouldn't have been. It ain't yours to enjoy.
My old home.
Look, I ain't standing here arguing. I'm going to be late for work.
Well, there's no cause for you to stay, Terry. I'll finish my shower, lock up and go.
No, you won't. You'll get dressed now, and then you'll come downstairs and help me clear up. The place is a tip. What was you thinking of?
Bye, then.
Well, that went on a long time.
Over 3 hours.
Good turnout.
Well, everyone comes out of the woodwork when it's time to choose a new vicar. And it is 4 parishes.
Oh, you didn't think the bishop would be there?
Of course you missed the last meeting, didn't you?
Jean Harvey was on her royal horse.
Shh, keep your voice down.
Oh, sorry.
She got away on the new forms of worship debate.
Well, I prefer traditional and all. I just don't like being on the same side as her.
I think Janet had the balance about right.
Oh, she had everything about right. Me and Frieda's going to miss her.
Yes, I know. I'm going over to Darrington to say goodbye soon.
The list's filling up nicely for the Sharaban trip down to her first service.
Oh, good.
Nice to support her.
Yes.
I wonder who we'll get then.
Well, we gave them enough preferences at the meeting.
Yeah.
What are your priorities, Bert?
Well, I likes a cheerful vicar. And there's plenty of oldies in this parish, so someone out and about who'll take time to go visit them.
Mm. Oh, the miles Janet used to cover. She was always on the go.
We want a good preacher.
Fire and brimstone?
No, just someone who relishes a good sermon. How about you?
But Janet had a social conscience, but didn't wear it on her sleeve, you know?
It'd
be a shame if a new minister didn't pick up where she left off.
Well, like the rural stress line.
Yeah. And she was great with the youngsters, too, always encouraging them.
Hi there.
Oh, hello.
Good meeting.
Long? You finished for the morning, then?
Yeah. I'm going to the ball for lunch.
Mm, very nice.
Aha, to see a pretty maid.
Maid?
Girl.
Ah.
But which one? I knew 2 lasses, I kissed them 2, but which I loved, only that I knew.
So how are things, Chabba?
Very good, thank you.
You didn't get too homesick over Christmas?
A bit. I spoke to my family on the phone.
Oh, that's good.
How's Umph now?
His neck was a bit bruised.
What have you been doing? Lassoing?
No, daft thing struck his head through the bars of the feeder. Couldn't get it out again.
Oh, I've had that happen with a horse. The more hot and bothered they get, the harder it is to free them.
We used Axel in the end, Chabba's idea.
Wow, that must have taken some time.
That's why I was late for the meeting.
Wow, well done you.
He's very determined.
We had to get him out.
David wouldn't have aimed, you see.
Well, if you need Alistair to come over and take a look.
Sure, I will check with David. Look, I'll see you later, Bert.
Okay.
Goodbye, Shula.
Bye.
My Frieda says there's a love triangle going on at the ball.
Really?
Fallon wants Chabba, but he's got eyes for Kirsty, and she's got eyes for him and all.
But what about Tom?
Oh, well, his eyes are shut.
Sounds more like a rectangle to me.
Mm. Oh, thanks for that, love. I was starving.
There's more tea in the pot.
Oh, it's all. Was Pat all right about this morning?
Oh, we're only 10 minutes late. I rang her on Edward's mobile. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Oh, of course.
I got her a nice card in the shop. I had to queue, mind. It was full of workmen from the new site. And how was your shift up home farm?
Quiet. We had one difficult birth.
Oh, yeah. Did you save it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the legs were right back. Took a while.
And he's been handy, that job.
Oh, you bet. And Debbie's not home till the weekend now. So Brian Aldridge still wants me for extra shifts.
Good.
Hey. He and his missus were at daggers drawn, mind. Reckon they've had a stinking rain.
Oh.
She cut him dead in the yard.
What's that all about, then?
I don't know. Oh. Aye, aye. Hello, Goldilocks.
I've done you a sandwich, Joe.
Oh, dark hurry.
You don't deserve it.
Been skulking in your lean-to.
Well, I had one or two things to do.
Sit down.
Larry's told me about your exploits at Grange Farm, eh? Who's been sleeping in my bed?
I had to stay over.
Of course you did.
I did. The bike light in the back of my trap was on the blink, so I couldn't come back in the dark. Wouldn't have been safe for Bartleby.
And that's why you took the keys with you, just in case.
And
memorised the code on the alarm.
Well, it was the same year Alf was born, 1944. I couldn't help but remember.
So what's it like upstairs, Nick?
Plush carpets all through.
and Sterling's bed?
Oh, it's enormous. You could roll over 10 times and still not fall out. Yeah, I could get used to a confidential quilt.
I had to strip the bed in.
Well, I don't know why. I had a bath last thing with loads of bubbles.
That reminds me, I must take it out of the machine. And Oliver Sterling's dressing gown. There you are.
Ah, Clary, look. Don't rate that olive oil muck for frying, mind. We should have used lard for flavour.
Well, good on you, Dad. I like to think the Grun's had a bit of a payback.
I thought you was on my side.
Wish I could spend my share of the milk quota on a fancy shower.
What? You hate washing.
Oh, it was a masterpiece. Jets of water coming at you from all sides. Here, you remember that poxy shower we had in the caravan?
Yeah, no more than a dribble, and then it was lukewarm. Well, sorry, Joe, there ain't no point in putting money into this place.
Oh, I know.
I could fancy a nice holiday with my share.
Where?
Anywhere that ain't here. Might take Rosie with me. I'm really touched you give me £1,000. Very generous.
Well, was the first thing I thought of, love. Years of hard work you put into Grange Farm.
I just hope you find halfway decent four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I'm on to one or two in Borchester. Might go in this afternoon.
Won't get nothing much good with the money you'll be left with.
Yeah, all right, Dad.
Just shove it into that space by the blankets.
Right.
There. Oh. Mind your fingers.
That was the last one.
Yeah, had the kettle in my last-minute stuff in it. Now, have you got your road map handy?
Yeah, it's on the front seat.
Good. I think I'll be okay. It's just the last bit when I get into Southampton.
Have you spoken to Tim?
Yes. He was just about to leave London.
Oh, Janet.
Oh,
don't overdo it at the other end. You look tired.
Oh, I am. It didn't really hit me this morning. It's been an exhausting few weeks.
Yes, it has.
I was trying to pack over Christmas, but people were being so lovely inviting me over to say goodbye. I've had to do it all this weekend instead.
Well, Alistair's sorry he couldn't be here.
Oh, can't be helped.
You know, it's a good time to start afresh, January. Clean slate.
Absolutely. Oh, Shura, got you these.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Well, you've been such a good friend.
Oh, earrings. Oh, Janet, they're beautiful.
Well, I know you like the Celtic knot patterns.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, it's a bit scary, this.
What?
Change, you know.
Yeah. Come on, in you get. We don't want you driving round in the dark trying to find it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's hope the trusty tramp gets me there.
Do you want an outrider?
Well, that'd be good. But only if you're on horseback.
Oh.
Bye, Shula. Thanks for everything.
Yeah. Drive safely.
Bye.
Bye, Janet. Good luck.
Happy birthday, love.
Ooh, tea. Lovely.
I'll put it here.
Hi. Tom up yet?
Yeah, he's gone out to fill the water troughs. He'd like to leave all that to Neil these days, while he goes out on the road selling sausages.
Yeah. Those farmers look so uncomfortable in a suit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Tom looks really sharp in his.
Well, it cost him enough.
It's a necessary investment. He's got to look the part in London next week.
Oh, nearly forgot. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's not very exciting, I'm afraid.
Oh, let's see.
It's a voucher from Underwoods.
Oh, that's the mystery solved, then.
Well, sorry.
Now, I've seen a jacket I like.
Oh, well, treat yourself. Sorry it's not another ticket to Venice.
Oh, that was at the moment. And 50's special. Still, I'm grateful to Helen for inviting us over tonight.
Yeah, we can see how far her culinary skills have developed.
I suspect she just wants to prove how settled she and Greg are.
Well, that's all right.
A lady doth protest too much, methinks.
Cynic.
I hope she feels she could admit it if things weren't working out between them.
Yeah, but they are.
On the surface.
Oh, Pat.
He is so wrong for her.
She took some knocks early on, finding out he was divorced.
And a father of two, don't let's forget.
Well, so what?
So he didn't tell her, remember? It's hardly a basis for a good relationship, having secrets like that.
No, he knows he goofed up at the start, but she's forgiven him now.
They've got nothing in common.
Well, maybe they have great sex.
I'd rather not know that, thank you.
We'll have to give the stockroom a good blast, Kirsty.
Yeah, I'll get it done today.
Oh, remember I'm leaving a bit early this afternoon to do some shopping for the dinner party.
Oh, your mum's birthday?
Yeah. I feel quite nervous. Greg's in a good mood.
Oh, why shouldn't he be?
Oh, it's the final shoot today, and all in all, he's not had a very good season.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, not getting very big tips, that sort of thing.
Oh, it's like that, the bull some nights. You can never tell. Mm.
Still, you have other perks.
Such as?
Chabba drooling at you from across the bar.
Oh.
Don't go all coy. You know he's got the hots for you. In fact, everyone knows it. Well?
He's all right.
All right? You had your tongue down his throat, New Year's Eve. Mm. So, you fancy him then?
Mm. Hi there. Got space for these.
Oh, hi.
I didn't know you were coming in here today.
What's in the box?
2 dozen packs of sausages.
Well, you might have warned me.
Oh, don't worry, Alan. We'll fit them in. I was going to rearrange the chiller anyway.
Just come from Underwoods.
Oh, yeah?
Been talking with the deli guy there. The Christmas pud bangers went a bomb.
Oh, well done.
Oh, don't encourage him. His head's big enough already.
They'll be sending me my cheque soon. A nice big fat one.
Hey, I'll help you spend that.
And it's all systems go for next week.
What, the supermarket guy in London?
Uh-huh. I'm getting some samples off them today.
Won't be too cocky. They've got the power, remember?
Only if I let them have it.
No, they really have.
Don't be so negative.
I'm just urging caution, brother dear.
You're being a wet blanket because your cheese doesn't stand a chance of going nationwide.
Well, I'm not selling out. I'm staying local.
Hey, sure. She's right, Tom. Supermarkets can pick you up and put you down again. They don't care.
If they talk tough, I talk tough. I'm not letting them mess with my head.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
I've done my homework, and I know what I want, and I intend to get it.
Oh, hi, Brian. You must have passed Shula in the yard.
Oh, yes.
She's a bit down, poor old thing. Janet left yesterday.
Sorry?
Our vicar.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She's got a new job in Southampton.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, Shula will miss her, then.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not up to speed on anything in the village at the moment.
Fair enough.
I mean, come to think of it, of course Jenny went to her leaving party on Sunday.
Oh, there you are, then. You were told, you just weren't paying attention.
Oh.
Yeah, you seen this fella? He got his head stuck in the feeder yesterday.
Really?
Just checking his neck.
Is he okay?
Well, he got a bit of bruising, that's all. Had Alistair over last night to look at him. But there's no lasting damage.
Good.
It's always the unexpected things that snag you, isn't it?
He's a magnificent bull.
Yeah, well, it was Chabba got him up. He's the hacksaw.
Oh, how long did that take?
Over an hour.
Look, David, I don't mean to be rude, but...
Oh, sorry. Do you want something in particular?
Yes. Debbie.
Oh, what about her?
Well, I presume you ran into her at the conference.
Yes, I did.
Well, and how did she seem to you?
she was having a good time.
No, that's not quite what I meant.
Well, I'm sure she'll tell you all about it when she gets home.
Yeah, but do you know when that'll be?
Hasn't she?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Jenny took the message.
Oh.
I'm worried, you see. I mean, I know you two are quite close. I wondered if she told you why she stayed on after the conference.
Oh. Well, she met an old riding buddy, I think. Masses of gossip to catch up on, that sort of thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah, fancied a bit of a longer break. Was a bit of a busman's holiday.
Only she gave me no warning. It's not like her to walk away from her commitments without making arrangements first.
Look, Brian, she's been through a lot lately. She's bound to be unsettled.
So you think it's just that?
It's going to take a lot to get through the divorce.
Oh, and the rest. I just don't know how I'd manage without her.
Oh, sure it won't come to that. You know, give her time.
But she hates me. And they all do. I mean, all the women who used to love me. Jenny, Debbie, Siobhan.
I'm sure
that... Oh, and you can add Peggy to that list now. I mean, not that she ever loved me. But I flatter myself she liked me once. Oh, I'm sorry, David.
Things no better, then?
Not really. I mean, it was Jenny's birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that might, you know, cheer her up a bit. I bought her the most expensive bottle of scent I could find. Dinner at Grey Gables. But we had a difficult day.
Well, you know, some women do struggle with birthdays, especially as they get older.
Hell hath no fury, David.
Well, I know.
I don't think she'll ever really forgive me.
Well, give her time. I'm sorry. It's all I can think of to say, really.
Oh, God, I wish it was that straightforward.
But with Rory in the picture, it's complicated. She hasn't been in touch yet.
What, Siobhan?
I mean, I knew it probably couldn't have worked long-term. But the mad thing is, I loved Jenny more than ever while it was going on.
No, I can't see that one, Brian.
I was so full of love. Well, that's how Siobhan made me feel. I mean, it was incredible having this young, vibrant woman in love with me. I mean, everything felt possible, David. I came alive.
Yeah, well, that I can see.
I mean, do you think I should have gone with her and Rory? Made a new start?
Brian, I don't know.
It keeps haunting me.
Mick, you've already got a family.
It feels suffocating sometimes, keeping the whole show on the road. I didn't have the guts in the end, did I?
Well, I guess you have to live with a choice once you've made it.
I suppose. Because for a year there, I was spinning all the plates. I'd tell Siobhan when I could see her. I'd choose the lie I was going to tell Jenny. But now, I need to know when I'm going to see him again. There's something quite amazing about the smell of a new baby.
Yeah, I know.
And you're so lucky, David. Having your two boys at home, you'll have some fun with them.
Yeah.
He smiled at me.
Rory.
Wish he hadn't. Would have made it much easier.
I'm sorry, mate.
I'm going to miss out on everything.
OK, Sid.
Oh, it's Madam there tonight.
Who's playing?
Speaker Rats.
Is Chabba there?
No.
I might go up a bit later.
Oh, by the way, Tom, there's a good gig at the uni next Friday.
Oh, yeah?
If you fancy it. Two really hot new bands, so Fallon says.
OK, sounds good.
How did you do that, Kirsty?
What?
Managed to pin him down. He's so up in the clouds these days.
Rubbish.
Hey, how did it go tonight, anyway? The meal?
Oh, fine. Really well, actually, thanks.
Cool. And Greg?
Actually, I'll get the folks another drink before I go up. Bit rude to desert Mum on her birthday. Helen?
Oh, no thanks. Greg doesn't really like it when I stay out too late. Right, see you in the morning, Kirsty.
Yeah, bye, Helen. See him again all round, then.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm off now, Mum. Happy birthday again.
Thanks, love. Good night.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Helen.
Bye.
What?
Oh,
it wasn't that bad. The cooking's improved.
Not the food.
Well, what then?
Him. Greg.
He was a bit moody.
Poor Helen. She'd made such an effort.
Well, maybe he's just knackered. End of the season and everything. Must be very stressful.
That's no excuse.
Well, I wouldn't want the likes of Matt Crawford and Brian breathing down my neck all the time.
Yeah, but why take it out on her?
Well, he wasn't directly.
No, but it's worse just acting sulky and petulant. It's so childish.
The way Brian's behaved, I wouldn't blame Debbie if she did go.
Did it leave us in a mess?
David?
Well, I don't mean to be selfish, but it would have a huge impact.
I know.
I mean, we've worked so closely on Hassett Hills. I can't see some manager putting their heart and soul into it in the same way.
No.
Then there's the contract work and her professional support generally, let alone her friendship.
So Brian hasn't got wind of this yet?
No, that's why he was sounding me out. But ironically, he said he didn't know how he'd manage without her.
Oh, no. What did he say?
Well, I couldn't betray Debbie's confidence, could I? I had to bluff my way out of it. I said that I was sure it wouldn't come to that.
Well, that's fairly neutral.
But I'm not at all sure, the way she was talking. She's changed, you know. Poor old Brian.
Don't waste your sympathy on him. It's Jennifer you should feel sorry for.
Well, I do, desperately. But he's still in a terrible state. He started talking about the baby again.
Oh, it's incredible, the ramifications of what he's done.
And Siobhan.
I can't imagine someone taking Ben away. I'm not telling me when I'd see him again.
See, you can feel sorry for him.
I don't know.
It's all blown up in his face. But if Debbie goes, it'll be the final straw.
The Archers is written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.